This sermon is brought to you by Shofar East London, together living out the fullness of Christ. We hope you enjoy this message.
Right, so today we're continuing with our End Times series. And this is the second one. 2 weeks ago, I started with the first one. And continuing now with answering the question, when is the end? Can we know when the end is? Now, it seems that in every season where there are great turmoil, whether it's the world wars, the great famines, the end of a century, or scary plagues, people have tended to proclaim it is the end. It seems like, you know, it's human nature for us to jump to worst case scenarios, doom and gloom. It is the end, even in our personal lives. Huh? Something bad happens or medium bad happens, a few negatives come into our lives, and then we just tend to pull it to worst case scenarios, paranoia, suspicions. But that is just, unfortunately, human nature. We jump to conclusions. And in this current scenario, now add a worldwide pandemic, and you can have worldwide paranoia. Paranoia on a global scale. And that's what we're currently seeing. And if we look at the past, and as I shared 2 weeks ago, you know, you want to look at the context is king. That's what I shared 2 weeks ago. That you want to take a step back and see the bigger picture. Don't just look at the specific moment in time or the specific issue. Take a step back, see the context. Context is king. Like the Y2K. Year 2000, people were, man, it's the end. 1899, they were like, at the end of that century, it is the end. Now, if we look at history, in every single case where people proclaimed a specific date